Part 1. Say hello to my esteemed guests. An interview with Richard Matheson. About Stephen King. I interviewed the late, great Richard Matheson for my complete Stephen King encyclopedia, and I reprint the interview here with the kind and gracious permission of his son, Richard Christian Matheson, the superb writer of the Battleground episode of King's Nightmares and Dreamscapes TV series, and Big Driver, the TV film of King's novella. I speak first. Thank you for visiting the Shape Under the Sheet, Mr. Matheson. Since you are one of the three primary influences on Stephen King's writing, along with John D. MacDonald and Don Robertson, your thoughts and opinions are of great interest to us all. Let's start with this. How, specifically, do you feel that your work has influenced Stephen King? Richard Matheson says, I gather from what Stephen King has said himself that reading my work, in particular I Am Legend, indicated to him that horror need not be, indeed in my point of view, should not be, confined to crypts and ancient cellars. When Lovecraft was writing, that sort of thing was in vogue. These are modern times. The approach to horror must accommodate these times. Since I was unable to write old-fashioned horror stories, I tried it on a number of occasions, and in spite of it being very difficult, the results are not that great, i.e., Slaughterhouse. I wrote as contemporaneously as I wanted to and found it more successful. This approach to horror, so I gather, had its effect on Stephen, and he went on to become its most successful exponent. I have not read about him that extensively, so I may be repeating what has already been said, but he, also, became a distinctly regional writer. This is important, and I think a valuable approach to this genre. I suppose this could have been done in the old-fashioned mode, but it certainly works well done in a contemporary style. I ask, of King's works that you've read, do you have a personal favorite? Richard. No particular favorite. I have enjoyed them all from Carrie on. I was impressed right from the start. Carrie was remarkable in that he kept mentioning some horrendous event which took place and kept the entire book leading to it, which can be very perilous if you don't pay it off properly, and then did pay it off in spades. I think Salem's Lot is great, and was sorry I didn't get to do the film script on it, or on any of the books for that matter. I would have enjoyed it. How often are you in contact with Stephen King? Richard says, I am not in contact with Stephen very often. My wife, my son Richard, and I had dinner with him out here some years ago and enjoyed his company. He's a very friendly person. Richard has seen him at conventions. Do you have any opinions on what Stephen King is really like? Richard. I can't say I really have any idea at all what he is really like. I suggest a reading of his work. What a writer writes is a dead giveaway of what's going on inside. In my case it is, or I hope was, a sense of paranoia. In Stephen's case, who knows? Not me. I say, what are your thoughts on the film adaptations of King's work? I thought Carrie was well done. I thought the TV version of Salem's Lot was well done. Of course, I always miss the parts that are left out. Trying to make a film out of a long novel is usually a waste of time. Witness Dune and Ghost Story. Both marvelous books, both inferior films because of what had to be left out. I thought The Shining was a poor film. It was is a marvelous novel. I thought Kubrick lost most of it in his usual attempt to be abstruse. For instance, I keep telling people to read Clark's novelization of 2001, which is perfectly understandable, while the film is rather incomprehensible until viewed about 10 times and discussed for a year or two. I thought The Dead Zone was the best King film so far. Cronenberg did an excellent job. The performers were perfect. I haven't seen any of the later films, except part of Cujo, which I didn't care for. I ask, your son Richard seems to be the leading practitioner of the short short, and his fiction is often closer to mainstream than horror. What are your thoughts on your son's work? I admire Richard's horror short shorts. When they succeed, this form, I mean, the impact can be tremendous. He has been impactful in many of his stories. For instance, who would dare do a story in which each sentence is one word? Incredible. Note, the story referred to is Richard Christian Matheson's Vampire from his collection Scars and Other Distinguishing Marks, Tor Paperback, 1988. I say, it seems Stephen King has transcended his own name and become a popular culture archetype, a brand name for horror. What do you think of the ongoing Stephen King phenomenon, this unprecedented popularity for a living American writer? Richard. The Stephen King phenomenon is, I think, simply this. The groundwork for it was laid by a number of writers, myself included, I presume. The market and tastes of the public, synonymous, I suppose, reached a peak of expectation and desire, even perhaps need for this type of product, and Stephen was there to become its spokesperson. His writing style, his attitudes, his ideas made him the writer to end up on the top of the mountain. Stephen King is a brilliant writer, but if the need were not there, if he had begun writing in the 1930s or perhaps the 1980s, it would be in such perfect sync with the marker for the genre. He would always have become a successful writer because of his talent, but a phenomenon is something else. More is required. In particular, the time. Suppose the Beatles had come forth in the 1940s. Nothing. This, perhaps, saying nothing in that the time and the artist are so inextricably bound together. Stephen King, the phenomenon, without the time he emerged from, would not have become a phenomenon. The time, without Stephen King, would have still demanded someone, and someone might well have emerged. Happily, when the craving was there, so too was Stephen with his talent, and the phenomenal period of his success began. Bottom line, the man is an enormous talent, and the time was right for his spectacular literary ascent.